Thank you for joining us for a very special Wednesday episode, and in lieu of Woo, Burger Time Adventure! Join us as a few members of our cast take a small road trip post-vaccination. For poor John, being cooped up left him hungry for burgers, so that's what they did. Burger Time Super Adventure begins now! Do you like the Anal Podcast? Don't forget to like, subscribe, review wherever you found us. That's how we get noticed, and we love to get noticed. Sit back, relax, and enjoy super fun Burger Time. Welcome to a very exciting and super special episode of the podcast. We are going to be discussing the Burger Time Turbo Super Adventure Fun Time Trip of a Lifetime. This better be a good story, guys. I've hyped it.
Oh, you said you had questions for us.
No, I want you to tell me, and then while you're telling me, I'm going to be like, oh, tell me about that. That's how this works.
I've never heard of a hamburger.
For some reason, I was trying to channel Moira, and I failed. A hamburger.
Herb Erblinger.
Hamburger.
It's just a hamburger story.
That is a long, long callback there.
Fortunately, hamburger is my middle name. I went on a burger adventure with the Married News team and my lovely partner as like a vaccine celebration. We went to the neighboring state. We had a nice drive, wasn't too far, and then went to two burger places that we don't have access to other than driving this distance.
And what were those places?
The first was Culver's, second was Shake Shack. And I've been to Shake Shack before, so has Jared. That's where I think we both went to Shake Shack our first times together.
It was our first time was together. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I might have gone.
No, she didn't. No, it was our first time.
Okay, it was our first time. So cut that. It was our first time together. Yeah, yeah. We went to Shake Shack.
You don't have to cut that. in the great New York City, where that portions are definitely smaller, by the way, which is important.
Well, yeah, we had our we also, as an aside, I think we both had our first White Castle as well together.
First White Castle and first Papaya King.
Yeah, first Papaya King, because I never dared go to that before.
Yeah, it's just hot dogs and paper juice.
Before we were drunk, just wandering around the West Village.
True, that's true. Man, that was a weird bar where that kid took all my money. Anyway, different adventure.
For next week.
So we're in the neighboring state. We're having these burgers, and I've been wanting to go to Shake Shack since going to Shake Shack the last time because it's just delicious. I saw Culver's on the way, and I've seen people eat at Culver's, namely Jared, who's the gentleman that reviews the food.
Oh, the report of the week review bra.
Yeah, give him a shout out.
Yeah,
he's done both of them. Keith Habersberger from Keith Eats a Menu and the Try Guys has done Shake Shack. I don't think he's done Culver's yet. Both of these people are wonderful. Definitely, listeners, check them out. So yeah, I just spent the pandemic pining for, you know, wanting to go do something, and this became my something. So we went. Culver's was first. I guess I'll give my impression, and then everybody else can talk about their experience.
Who's the host here, Katie? I said, who's the host here? And then I said, Katie, what did you think about being forced to go on a bro date with Jared? Well, I mean,
it was a double date.
A double date. No, you and Jared went on a date with your partners in tow, is what I feel like happened. Katie, happened?
It was just a foursome.
Good game. I love it.
That's fair. Yeah.
I like John's girlfriend. She's fun.
Oh, we don't gender here. I'll beep that.
It's Pride Month. Oh. She's my partner.
I don't think that's how that works.
Give me your gay money. Anyway, Katie, what was your burger experience like?
Yeah, what was your impression of just the trip in general, being able to go out, seeing people's faces? Were you nervous?
I enjoyed being out. I enjoyed doing stuff with other people my age that are alive. It was fun.
How many times do you do things with people that aren't your age that aren't alive?
Almost exclusively now.
Just checking. Continue.
I did not get much of the Culver's food. I ate some of Jared's, but I knew just because, you know, eating a burger and fries from two places would be a lot of food for sitting down for like 4 hours. So I did not get a lot of food. But yeah, and they're both good. I like Shake Shack better. So that was my main goal, was to eat Shake Shack.
Did it.
And I did it.
Nice. I have not had either of those places, so. Jared, you have been forced to go out and partake in the capitalist world and work your butt off and be out in the normal every day-to-day on occasion. So it probably wasn't as wee as it was for someone like Katie, who works from home more often than not.
Well, I did go to work for the first time.
Yeah, you did.
In like,
oh, goddamn!
Forever. Well, that's because we got a new building that I had never been to, so I needed to get keys to be able to ever get in.
How many times do you think you will go to said building?
Hopefully, like, never again. But realistically, a few times.
All right, John. You can go ahead now. Tear away.
Oh, that, I mean, we all should talk about, like, our experience and reviews and things like that.
Well, yeah, have fun. I got the information I was digging for.
Well, I think first thing we got to talk about when it comes to Culver's is the butter burger.
Yeah.
And what that means.
Let's just go chronologically.
Cheese curds. Could eat a million of those.
You think they're famous for the cheese curds, the butterberg, and the custard? I think those are the things. And we got all of those things.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I didn't get the cheese curds because I typically don't like cheese, but I did enjoy the cheese curds because they were just like little cheese sticks. And I like cheese sticks.
They're like mozzarella bites.
I was surprised how good they were. I was not expecting them to be that good.
Like, is your mouth water thinking about it now? That good?
I mean, not really, but compared to just, you know, your generic, like, I mean, Katie has heard me harp on my, I'm sort of a connoisseur when it comes to mozzarella sticks. So
never has he said a whiter thing.
he gets really bent out of shape about people's mozzarella sticks.
I'm a quarter Italian.
Oh God! They don't eat that
super
in
Italian food. Yeah,
I'm just gonna say that.
I don't know if that counts. I'm just saying
deep fried string cheese from the motherland. Yeah,
I mean, it's often at an Italian restaurant. Anyway, it's just all that mozzarella, baby. It's all that mozzarella. But no, she's heard me harp on, like, there's a restaurant. They make their own, like, batter. They make their own breading in-house with their own recipe, and it's fantastic. And she doesn't believe me, even though we've had them before. And you just...
not that great. Like, they're fine.
They're great. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm getting off topic. Anyway.
I mean, I like gas station cheese sticks, so...
I mean, no, they're really good. Like, normally you have a cheese stick and it kind of sucks, and you're like, thank God there's mozzarella. Like, you're like, thank the Lord that marinara sauce exists, and I can dip this.
Honey mustard. I'm going to change your life right here.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Cheese sticks and honey mustard. Holy cow.
But these cheese curds were just naked, just given to us in a little bag, like they were fries, just naked. Yeah. And, like, I was eating them. I'm like...
No, they had batter. They're breaded.
But I meant that they weren't served with like
without sauce.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant yes. it wasn't just globs and mozzarella
thank
cheese.
God I'm here. Thank God I'm here to correct you constantly.
Well, it's not even mozzarella cheese, right? It's a cheddar mix.
Yeah, but I mean, anyway, the point I was trying to make in an extremely roundabout way is that they were just good in and of themselves and did not need the marinara or apparently honey mustard, which, you know, we can add that to the next Dew tasting. Perhaps we can get some mozzarella sticks to add to the Dew tasting.
I have three Mountain Dews ready to go, and yeah.
You have watermelon?
Yes.
Okay, because I picked up some watermelon in case you didn't.
It's called Major Melon.
It's intense. Yeah.
Don't we have one of those?
Yes, my mom gave us one for some reason.
She gives us the worst things.
Yeah. Aw. Okay, well, so and Jared got, you got the deluxe burger, right? Which I got, the line moved so fast, I got scared and didn't even see it on the menu. Like, yes. I got up there and said, like a burger. What do you want on it? Like, what do you normally put on them? And everybody's wearing masks, and I'm feeling very bashful, so no one can hear anyone. I got my food. Anyway, Jared.
Which was funny, because when I was like, can I get a butter burger? And the guy was like, you want a deluxe? And I was like, yeah, sure, that one. Yeah.
Pretty easy. He didn't even ask me that at all.
Yeah, he did not. Well, because you know what? You went before me, so he saw we were together, and he's like, "Oh, these guys don't know what they're doing. I'm just gonna throw them softballs after from here on out." He knew we were all flustered.
Yeah.
All the noobs.
So I got the deluxe, and I believe the toppings were very similar. I guess it's lettuce, onion, pickle, I believe mayonnaise.
Paul's red onion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the red onion, the marked taste of red onion. That it stays, it's not bad, but it's, you know.
Oh, it stuck. It's bad. Yeah. It stuck with me for a bit. I mean, I honestly enjoyed the burger quite a bit, and I would describe it for those like, it's sort of like a Whopper, but much better ingredients, much higher quality ingredients, much fresher flavors. Now, but it's
I'm going to stop you right there, Jared.
Yep.
Because a Whopper is its own thing, man.
Honestly, it's very similar ingredients. I mean, they got the pickles, they got the mayo.
Well, you just said it's better ingredients, though. It's just different ingredients, man.
Well, all cheeseburgers are similar.
I mean, fresher, right? The fresher ingredients.
Sure. Like, my burger was not a deluxe burger, but almost deluxe burger.
Yes. And
yeah. It's like the same ingredients as the Whopper, the same ingredients in name as on the Whopper.
Yes, yes.
I think they're like a smash / scrape burger, same as Shake Shack, which is important.
No, I really enjoyed that, the slimmer patty. I liked that patty a lot. I think that's the first time I've actually... Well, if you said it's similar to Shake Shack...
Yeah, they're both made the same way, where you smash the ball down on the grill, and then you scrape the edges to get that crispy edgies, which really hard to do at home.
Wait, is that its a technical term, crispy edgies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Gordon Ramsay calls them.
Look it up in chefdictionary.org.com.
I will have to do that, I guess.
So yeah, to my surprise, both places kind of make their patties the same. Culver's was thinner patties, so getting the double there would be recommended.
Yes.
My burger was kind of, you know, very similar to Jared's, no cheese. I don't think I had mayo, but it was kind of like the best backyard cookout burger you could possibly have, was kind of my description of it. Like, it had all the things that make a burger wonderful. But the ingredients seemed really, really fresh.
Like, much fresher than you'd think from like a quote unquote fast food place.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's kind of translated by the Culver's actually having like literal grill masters restaurant that are trained to make the patties, which, you know, we kind of made fun of on the way there, but it works.
Guys, it kind of make me want to try again. I always felt like the burger, the butter burger, was a little mediocre. So,
well, you go in thinking it's going to be like something buttery, but really all they do is just put like a plop of butter on top of the bun. Call it a butter burger.
Which is just amazing to me. Like, what can we call this? Well, there is one dollop, one tiny dollop of butter on the top. Let's name the burger after that.
I could just see someone facetiously being like, what do we call this? And someone just flinging butter at it, like, splat, butter burger. Done. Burger.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but very, very good. I would recommend.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, usually when I go there, all I get is the custard.
Well, there you go.
Well, last time I tried to get the butter burger, it was underwhelming. And maybe it was just because of who was working there or something. I don't know.
You should write a letter.
Write a Butterburger letter.
No, you should make a TikTok video.
So rate these on the bead scale. Culver's burger on the bead scale.
The burger? Well, we got to do that later. And there's a reason for that.
Were you going to talk about how Jared almost killed you because you left the podcast hanging off on Saturday and they've been waiting till today?
Well, we can discuss that now if we want to.
You know, you left them hanging on Saturday, right?
Yeah. I did have like important things to talk about, and I hope I did a good job. Jared gave me some beers that he's been collecting over quarantine for me. So I decided to just try the worst one first. And I guess Rob, whenever you post this, you can maybe do like a collage of the awful beer I just had, that Jared tried to kill me with, like the really good burger picture I took. But yeah, are we done with Culver's then? My lovely partner got a custard with some mixies. It was good. You know, the mix-ins were very tasty. I think it was black cherry and granola and vanilla custard, and it actually tasted like those things rather than just like fruit goop. It tasted like the actual fresh fruit. It's an important difference. But that, you know, that was good. I recommend Culver's definitely. The service was amazing. Very, very fast through the line, very fast getting our food to us. And Katie went to the bathroom there. So
how was the bathroom?
Like any bathroom. I guess I would say it was pretty clean, like as far as bathrooms can go. Like, I don't know, normally there's always like toilet paper on the floor or like, you know, other things like that. But it was pleasantly average.
So impression was
adequate, suitable.
All right, good.
I didn't know we were doing bathroom ratings, but that's a thing now.
Well, it's a whole thing.
You have to go to the bathroom there. It's fine.
We're rating the entire experience, Rob, for our listeners, so they're not surprised.
Hey, first trip out post pandemic is like a thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Nobody went to the bathroom at Shake Shack, but I did pee on the floor. So I can. Did. Okay.
I did. I just scurried away after we ordered.
It's a little bit weird and panicky being in public places.
Yeah, it was kind of strange, and our neighboring state was a little different on the rules than we are.
But still, like more people wearing masks than I thought there would be.
Yeah.
So.
So I think we're done with Culver's, right, Jared?
Are we gonna do the bead scale for Culver's overall?
No, I'm leaving you hanging until the end.
Oh, jeez! Just sounds like that string of beads.
I'm taking you on a journey, just like our listeners, Rob. Welcome to Thunderdome.
All right,
welcome to the Anal Podcast, Rob.
Burger time.
Here, you thought you were the one in control.
So then we went to Shake Shack. Which was only one person's first time, I believe.
My partner would have been their first time.
Yeah, because you've had Shake Shack before, Katie, right?
Oh. Yeah, I was with you.
Yes.
Whoa. He remembers when he went with me.
I guess, yeah, I'm not important now.
Oh, that's right. We did get it when we were in New York, didn't we? Yeah. We did. Yeah.
Is Winston with you?
Yeah. Don't bring him into the podcast.
He's already on the podcast. He's my dog.
He's just scared. I don't want to freak him out anymore by talking about him. So we're talking about Shake Shack. We're going to Shake Shack.
On the way to Shake Shack. Jared played Clutch the whole time and Christopher Paul Stelling, which was lovely.
New record coming out soon.
Yeah. Check it out. He's wonderful. Both are wonderful. Check them both out. Or do what you want, but also those things. So Jared, we're on the way to Shake Shack. We get there. And then what happens?
Then we both of us, we make the mistake of thinking we're still strong, young, virile men with bottomless stomachs. So yeah, well, we're gonna get the double. I want the double the double patty.
Yeah, double Shack Burger is what it's called. Both of our burgers get the single, correctly so.
Because they are much more knowledgeable and rational.
Just all around
and
smarter.
Yes, than us.
Smarter, more worldly, definitely. Yes, yeah. Yes. I'll definitely admit to that. certainly.
And we also I think we made that was the snake number one, but the second mistake, we all got fries, whereas we should have just got like one per couple.
Both places had crinkle cut fries, which were they were pretty much the same. I'll give the tip of the scale to Shake Shack's. I think they were a little better. I think they were just cooked a little longer though. We got to talk about the Shack burgers. It's a different experience. They have different buns. The patties are a little bit bigger. They're greasier. They use better tomatoes. Maybe not as good of lettuce. It's just a different experience to me. Shake Shack is more of like a grease bomb burger, which has its place. And Culver's is more of like a backyard cookout burger, which has its place. So I leave the floor to anybody else with an impression.
I was more underwhelmed by Shake Shack, which may have been because I just ate a burger.
Diminishing returns.
Yeah, 20 minutes beforehand, and I wasn't actually that hungry anymore. And then I was like, oh shit, I got it. Why'd I get this double burger and these fries?
I don't understand that emotion.
But I think for me in general, as my life has changed throughout the years, as John has described, like the grease bomb burger is much less appealing to me now. Just in general, as a flavor and a taste and a thing that I'm looking for, which, you know, again, like I've had Shake Shack a few times, but it's such a haze that I don't remember it being as greasy, which, again, I don't know if that was it as greasy in New York or is, because I don't think it was.
We might have just been hungrier. And yeah, I don't think, and also the drink portions were smaller, which was nice in New York. Because they limit that thing.
Yes. But you also got the full comparison because you also got milkshakes, right?
Oh yeah. Well, that's my order. I get the Shack burger with the fries and the black and white milkshake.
Which was a very thick, I hear.
Oh yeah, the milkshakes were super thick. I got the black and white. My partner got the seasonal strawberry rhubarb, and that the strawberry rhubarb one, I don't know, it was like the texture of slightly stirred cream cheese. It was just so very thick.
Sounds like just ice cream.
Yeah, it wasn't refreshing, it was just thick.
But I think it was also an interesting to compare the sort of, I mean, we didn't actually eat, well, I guess we ate at Culver's, but we sat outside. Yeah. And by Shake Shack, we learned our lesson because it was kind of cold out. So we ate in the car. We took it back to the car and we ate. The experience in the restaurants were very different because I timed it. So we got to Culver's, I don't know, what was it like? 1:30, something like that. So trying to sort of beat what, you know, you would anticipate to be like the noon lunch rush, even though it was a little busy at Culver's, I don't think it didn't seem crowded. It didn't seem that overwhelming.
Crowded inside, the line was long, but yes. Man, it went fast.
But there's still like any social distancing, any of that ingrained in people to just kind of stay back still?
Maybe the signs were still up on their places to always wear your mask. Mm. Here, it's if you've been vaccinated, don't wear your mask.
Gotcha.
But I mean, but then you compare that to Shake Shack, which I guess is, I mean, a very popular in general chain.
Definitely in like a rich area too. Like
that's true. It was kind of a bougie. There were roundabouts.
Roundabouts and Patagonias and an REI co-op and all kinds of rich people stuff.
And a dog-friendly Pilates studio.
Mm. Yeah, the rich.
Sounds like all the crap right down the road from me. Jeez.
but that was way more crowded and packed, and there were just people eating there. And when we were waiting for our food, like it was kind of, I think it was a little claustrophobic. The vibe of Shake Shack versus Culver's.
It was a weird setup. Like it was kind of like an L-shaped thing where you went and then you went around the corner and waited, but the waiting area was not very big because it's not set up to be this. And then all the seating was just in a straight line, it seemed like. Yeah, I mean, I never want to be in places where people are anyway, so.
Well, this is an incredibly interesting take on everything. Because all of you hate everything as far as, you know, like social engagement, and yet Yins went out and ate burgers.
Well, sis, I mean, you gotta, you know, You gotta, Jared. What am I trying to say?
I mean, we live in a society, so you have to participate in it.
Not what I was trying to say, but all right.
Okay, great, fantastic.
Priorities is what I was aiming
bead
at.
Bead scale, boys, get to them beads. Who got the beads?
Well, here's the reason why I saved it, because we needed the explanation that these are two very different things, at least for me. My impression is I gave both 4 beads, both very solid, both recommended, but for different reasons. So, listener, go enjoy as your night or day dictates. And that was, I guess, the rating for really just the burgers. The other stuff is kind of, you know, accessory.
So 4 beads all around. You enjoyed your trip.
4 beads. Well, I mean, the trip was wonderful. Amazing company, et cetera. But I'm just rating the burgers, and I'm doing 4 on both.
For Jared, Katie, bead them burgers.
I would, similar to John, Culver's 4 beads, but I would give Shake Shack a 3 just because, I don't know, I'm not feeling the grease bomb as I'm just getting older and more gray hairs. The grease bomb is less appealing to me, although I can appreciate, you know, it's a very quality burger. But again, maybe if I ate Shake Shack first and Culver's second, I might flip it.
Feel the opposite.
I don't know. But also the cheese curds are also 4 out of 5. Really good. So.
Oh, all right. Katie is muted.
Katie, why are you muted? Give us your beads. Tell us your beads.
We need your beads, Katie.
Oh, I didn't realize I was muted.
Oh no, you're missing your brilliant commentary. You've
been trying to talk for 20 minutes.
We
haven't been ignoring you.
My phone's been cutting in and out anyway, but so the beads. I would give Culver's like a 3.5 just because I feel like, I don't know, I'd have to, I guess, get a whole meal there myself, but I just couldn't do it that time. And I was just really excited for Shake Shack. So I would give them a 4.
Nice.
So, John, did you happen to get any bead ratings from your partner that you can convey to the podcast?
No, they don't. They don't think on those terms. They've ascended.
They use groundhogs.
Right. We did actually. We did talk about.
You used a groundhog metric. Awesome.
Well, I think we first had to explain the groundhog metrics.
Well, yeah, because we had
most
to talk.
Most people need it.
But yeah. We had 2 hours to do it, so that was barely enough time.
All right, are we wrapping up burger time?
Did I tell the listeners, I don't want to leave them hanging again, did I tell the listeners how Jared tried to kill me?
No, you didn't. Well, you hinted at it, but you didn't explain.
So yeah. after we got back, you know, we kind of had some sit-down time to decompress. And to watch, you know, Review Bro and Keith Habersberger doing their reviews of things. And Jared gifted me with some local beers my favorite brewery. One of them happened to be this mint sour fruit abomination.
It's supposed to taste like a shamrock shake is sort of the vibe, right, that they're going for? Yes,
yeah, and it's very pretty, like in the glass, very, very pretty. Rob, I think you'll put a picture along with our social medias.
Yep, I will include a couple photos.
But yeah, very pretty. Oh, and listeners, you can also peep my hardwood floor that I just installed over quarantine.
Oh.
Toot toot.
You heard it here first, listener. He wants you to see his hardwood.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I took 2 drinks of it, and the second one I almost threw up. This was right before we started recording. So yeah, that was what was fresh in my mind when we did our intros. But my God, it was just terrible. It was sour plus mint plus a little thick plus a little milkshakey.
It's boozy.
But imagine like just a sour milkshake. Like that's just something you shouldn't be drinking. Why would someone make this? I don't understand. But it was very pretty in the glass. And when I was pouring it, it was like it came out in 2 phases.
Oh my God, no.
Like the milky green came out first and then the beer came out.
I think astute listeners will recall me gagging over that over a podcast a few months ago.
Probably.
when I definitely that was my beer for one of the episodes.
How much of it did you drink?
I drank the whole, I mean, I think I drank the whole thing.
I remember you complaining about it.
I complained about it, but I don't know. I feel like in some ways I'm like my mom where it's just like, yeah, sure, I'll consume it. Yeah. I don't like it, but damn it, Damn it, right? We're capital. I paid for it.
You paid for it.
Someone's labor, right? They put this hard-earned hard work into this. By God, I'm going to consume this weird... It was tough, though. I'm going to admit, it was really tough. Like, but... I think, fortunately for me, I think I had already a drink before it. Like, I wasn't going in...
It would take a while to get used to. Like, I was going in... I was raw dogging it, essentially.
See, yeah, that's the problem. You got to be, if you had a little buzz, then you could be like, ugh, and just go through it.
So I should have had it after Culver's.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, next trip, we'll have to remember to bring road beers, which is definitely legal.
It's a great idea.
Thank you for joining us for our In Lieu of Woo Wednesday episode. Join us again this Saturday for another exciting anal probe segment where we break down what's going on in the world and around us. And if you stuck to the end, don't forget, email us at anewamericanlegacy@gmail.com with woo in the subject for the secret raffle. You can also leave us a message by going to anchor.fm/analpod. Hit the message us button. You could hear yourself on the podcast. You can also hit us up on Twitter at anewamericanle1.